back to the U.S. Army Offshore Gridiron Classic on the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And tonight's broadcast made possible by Tool Time Auto Repair for all of your car care needs at Whitesville Road and Route 70 in Toms River.
We are back here from the Offshore Gridiron Classic. Halftime between Monmouth County and Ocean County. Monmouth County leading right now by a score of 12-7. Quick little scoring recap for you. A G. Patterson with a couple of touchdown passes, one to Tim Vangelis and one to Robbie Cantelli. And then Ocean County able to get themselves on the board. Ryan Saplinski finding Andre Cochran for a score. Their extra point was good. The two attempts from Monmouth County, not good. And that is where we are right now, 12-7. The Shore Football Coaches Foundation has the last couple of years started a Hall of Fame that began in 2008 with the induction of Warren Wolf. Recipients in the past couple of years, including Al Saner, Bill Bruno, Barry Rizzo, names like Ron Signorino Sr., John Amabile, Vic Cabu, George Conti, Lou Versillo, Mike Ciccatelli. I'm forgetting someone else who was put in last year.
Chip Gilbarka Jr.
I was thinking of Kevin Williams, actually,
the name I was forgetting. Tony Graham and Kevin Williams for the media.
This year, a solid class as well. Our good buddy Chuck Donahue Sr., who has been a great football coach, 39 years at four different programs, over 225 victories. He is making his way into the Hall of Fame this year, along with Joe Martucci, who, of course, had an unbelievable run at Mattawan, 197, 91, and 1 in 27 seasons, won 5 sectional championships. Ron Emmert, former coach of Southern Regional from 1972 to 1986, being made into the Hall of Fame this year, as is Bob Strangia, former head coach at Red Bank Regional, George Jack, who was the head coach at Toms River High School East, and Ken Terp, who was a longtime broadcaster here in Ocean County, play-by-play man for 19 straight Offshore Classics, did some TV work as well, and was on WOBM many, many years ago, and did some state final championship games as well. That is your class of 2013.
Being inducted into the Hall of Fame, and as Ed told us, Bob Strangia, who was also a very successful football coach at Red Bank. Bob Strangia lives in Florida and is not here, but he is represented by Steve Healy, who is a former coach at Red Bank and a longtime friend of Bob's, and of course Steve taking his place and accepting for him tonight. We'll head down there. Coach Sarluka is with our first Hall of Fame inductee.
Yeah, our first inductee, Ken Terp, 28 years of broadcasting, Ken. And I want to say on behalf of myself, who I had the pleasure of working with you many years, congratulations on this great honor.
Thank you very much, Ed. I appreciate it.
How about your mates here, Ronnie Emmert, George Deck, and Bob Strangia? Say something about them.
I'm really happy that these guys are here tonight with me because they were there with me the longest. They were great football coaches. Ron Emmert at Southern, and of course George Jack, you coached with him at Toms River East, started the program at East, and George was Warren Wolf's right hand man for years at Brick, and we wish Bob Strange could be here. He's in Florida, and Steve Healy coached the Central for years, is accepting for him. They were together at Red Bank.
Well, congratulations again. I'm going to get a word with George Jack.
Thanks a lot, Ed.
Kenny Terp, guys, before there was a Kevin Williams and Matt Harmon, I had the pleasure of working with.
Now you old guys all stick together.
How about George Jack, huh? The first coach that the Raiders of Toms River East ever had in 1979. They hired him, what, about a year ahead of time, right, George?
Well, you saw me watching the freshman games.
He would come over from Brick. He was coaching with Warren Wolf. He would come over and watch the freshman games. So they hired him well in advance so he could get the program started on the upstart. And he sure did. We went to the playoffs, in 1981 to the Meadowlands. Still one of the thrills of my coaching career, and it had to be one of yours.
Well, I just want to thank the loyal coaches that I had, including you, Eddie. It was a great staff. we still stay in touch with each other to this day, and we did have some success.
Can you believe that just the other day, both of us got invited to a couple of players that were celebrating their 50th birthday? We can't be that old, can we?
My daughter's going to be 50 in September. Unfortunately, I couldn't make, but you represented me and some of the other coaches did. And I enjoyed watching the pictures of the get-together.
Yeah, that was Mark Schiavo and Chris Schiavo, two great players at Tom's River East. Well, it's quite an honor here to be inducted as part of the Adelphia team, and congratulations.
Eddie, I want to thank Warren Wolf for everything he's done for me in my career and a lot of other coaches who I played for. And, of course, my father who started me in sports early on. I have a lot to be thankful for, and I want to thank the acknowledgement from the Shore Coaches Association, and I want to say thanks to them for their great dedication to a great game of football.
Well, congratulations again. Well earned.
Thank you, Warren.
George Jack, the original Tom's River East football coach.
Great.
Pretty excited to be here.
Great moment on the field now is it's a Southern Regional picture with Chuck Donahue Sr., who's being inducted into the Hall of Fame, and behind him in the group picture is Ronnie Emmert, who was, of course, a former coach at Southern and is being inducted for not only his coaching contributions but his broadcasting work as well, and surrounded by some family and friends. I see a couple of the old-timers in there, Dave DiEugenio and Tony Semmerini, two of Ronnie Emmert's best friends, and still big-time Southern fans, their former teachers and coaches there. Of course, Chuck's son, Chuck Jr., who's now the athletic director at Southern Regional. Real nice moment. You know, we how highly we think of Coach Donahue Sr., what a great guy he has been to work with, and what a great job he's done at Southern Regional. Longtime South Jersey head coach who's had great success in Manahawkin, and I'm sure that will continue for years to come. I know Ed will.
I'll get Chuck as soon as they're done taking pictures. Can't get enough. Chuck, congratulations. What an honor.
Thank you, Ed. I'm humbled.
Over 220 wins at a couple of different high schools. Rejuvenated the Southern Regional program. Got yourself into the finals a couple times. Great career. And it's not over.
Thank you. I hope not, Ed. I hope you don't have something. I don't know, but no, I'm honored. This is the Shore Conference is a very I can't really put it into words how I feel about this tonight. I'm very proud to be the coach at Southern and very proud to be in the Shore Conference.
Well, you know, it's only a handful of coaches, Mike Ciccatelli, Lou Versillo, who have been honored while still coaching. I think that's quite an achievement.
Well, thanks. I just, you know, that's like good health and just, you know, living a long time and getting to coach a game you love very much. And I'm very, very fortunate and proud of to be a member of the Shore Conference. I really am.
Well, we look forward to covering the Rams again this year, and happy success this year in 2013.
Ed, thanks for everything you guys do. You did the game tonight, and this is an awesome thing. Thank you.
Chuck Donahue, the head man at Southern Regional.
And the last inductee tonight, being honored right now at midfield, is Joe Martucci, who retired from Mattawan just a couple of years ago after a stellar career, still very involved in this game through the Shore Football Coaches Foundation, and deservingly being honored. And a lot of the Martucci clan on hand at midfield. That's nice to see.
They lead the inductees in fan attendance.
Of course, large Italian family. What are you kidding me?
There you go.
They're all related.
The pasta will be flying tonight.
They're all related. This will pretty much wrap up halftime. The players should be making their way out to the field shortly. Yes, Ed?
I'll get Joe real quick. Okay?
Go ahead. Get a quick comment from Coach Martucci.
If we could talk to Joe real quick. Joe, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
How many wins? 197, just short of 200. Five titles. What an amazing record.
Yeah, it was a great run. You know, I always said it was a great marriage in Mattawan. You know, we were very fortunate to have some great athletes and a great coaching staff and a great group of guys to work with.
You know, we had the pleasure of doing some of those state games. I'll never forget that 3-0 game.
Yeah, that was a great way. I tell you, that was a great way to end a career. And, you know, I'm sure it's something that we'll always remember. And, you know, I was just happy that we were able to bring another state championship home in Mattawan.
You're holding your granddaughter, I assume. What's her name?
Yes, this is Antoinette.
Antoinette, how you doing? Grandpop did good, didn't he?
My grandson, Joseph.
He's got all the grandkids here. Congratulations, Joe. Well earned.
Thanks very much.
All right, Ed, you can probably hop into some of those Italian pictures down there if you want to. You blend right in.
George Jack would like a picture with me. I think that's very nice. I will accept that offer.
People look back 10 years from now and say, who's the guy in the gray shirt? Oh, you know, Cousin Eddie.
I think he's from Clifton.
We haven't seen him in a while, yeah. It is 12-7. We are at the break right now. The players should be making their way back onto the field shortly. Quick warm-up, and we'll get back to work. But while we have a second, we will step out for a 3-minute timeout and come back right after this. It is Monmouth County 12, Ocean County 7. You're listening to the 36th Annual All Shore Gridiron Classic, presented by the U.S. Army right here on 105.7 The Hawk.
This is the U.S. Army All-Shore Gridiron Classic. Follow Shore Conference High School sports all year long at ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
And tonight's game brought to you in part by Mulberry Street Italian Food Center, featuring full-service catering and certified Angus beef. Hooper Avenue in Brick.
You could use a little Agnes beef right now.
I'm telling you right now, I don't know what's worse, the hunger pains I have or the thirst that I have.
Halftime coming to a close. We are getting set here for some high school football activity as part of the Allshore Gridiron Classic. And we say a high school football activity is these players participating, of course, have finished their high school career, some going to college, some enter in the military, some playing football in college. While we have a minute or two, just waiting for the teams to figure out how to weave their way back onto the field here. Ed, let's talk briefly, if we can, about some potential top 10 teams, maybe for the upcoming high school football season.
I'm power aiding up, Matt. Can
okay.
You give me a break here? No, I'll tell you.
You have 18 days in Florida coming up. We're working you hard tonight.
I had the pleasure of going to the 7-on-7 competition. Now, 7-on-7, take it for what it's worth. It's all skill kids. There's no linemen. There's no equipment. And I had the pleasure of watching Toms River South and Brick. Now, of course, we know that Brick has received a couple of transfer kids, namely quarterback Carmine Scalfani, the ex Toms River North quarterback, has transferred to Brick and will be eligible immediately. Came over with his sophomore brother. Carmen is a junior. And he looked outstanding, throwing to a variety of different receivers for the Dragons, as well as Toms River South. It was a nip-and-tuck, back-and-forth game. They only played 30 minutes, but there were quite a few touchdowns scored by both teams. Brick won it, but South, of course, would bury a quarterback. And who's the big-time wide receiver, Kevin, left? Darius Hart,
yep,
who looks like an NFL player right now. He thinned out a little bit, got tall and lean, and looks very strong and very good. So those two teams, I think, will challenge Lacey for the A-South title, believe it or not. And we'll get a chance to see the Dragons right off the bat against Brick Memorial. Brick Memorial has a ton of linemen and a ton of running backs. Their job is to find themselves a quarterback. And, of course, they are led by Mike Basile, who is an outstanding athlete, receiver, slash running back. Mike Basile went to 3 combines over the course of the season and has been the most valuable player at all 3 combines. So that shows you what kind of summer he had.
Good little scouting report there, Ed.
Yeah.
Good
so
job.
So that'll be a great game to open. The reason why I focused on Memorial and Brick is that's our opener, and it should be a good one. It's at the home of the Dragons this year.
Still waiting for the teams to make their way back onto the field. We will step out right now and take a timeout if time allows. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about some potential top-level teams going into the high school football season, which preseason right around the corner, everything right around the corner. We step out here. Let's take a 3-minute timeout. We're back with more of the Allshore Gridiron Classic. Monmouth County leading Ocean County by a score of 12-7. We're back on 105.7 The Hawk.
And tonight's game is powered by Open MRI of Wall. They're wide open on Route 34 in Wall, or visit them at openmriofwall.com. Teams are back on the field. We should start the second half momentarily. Hopefully the second half will go a tad quicker than the first half.
Might go quicker than halftime is what we're hoping for.
No editorial comments.
Want to thank our good buddy Brian Cedillo, who's back in the studios tonight.
Doing
a great job. 105.7 The Hawk, pushing all the buttons. Brad Bieroscano here as our on-site engineer. Ed Saraluca, Kevin Williams, Matt Harmon, your regular crew for high school football.
Not and bad, a 2 hour and 10 minute first half.
And as usual at this game, Allshore Media, our friends Steve Meyer and Scott Stump from Allshore Media, who were very involved in the game, have done a terrific job putting together a game day program, which really is a history of the game itself. A lot of facts and figures. Talked about it this morning on the radio. That first game back in July of 1978, by far the biggest attendance, well over 8,000 people at Wall Stadium.
I was there.
As I was, which is a stock car racing track.
Worst field ever in the history
of
the
lighting
fields.
Was pathetic. One set of goalposts were crooked. The officials were stopping the game to pick up lug nuts and bolts off the field, and it was magical.
But
and
the highlight, go ahead, the highlight.
Well, the highlight was George Scribolito.
Well, no. Before the game highlight, Hawkins.
Oh, with the tuxedo.
White tuxedo. That's
Jack
how he
Hawkins,
coached the game.
Jack Hawkins, the coach of Manasquan, pulled up, and I believe he was escorted by two young ladies.
Yes, in an antique car. In a white tuxedo against Warren Wolf.
In a gray suit.
Who was flabbergasted. He didn't know what to do.
And in a charcoal gray suit.
Yes, of course.
George Scribolito actually started at Toms River South, transferred to Toms River North for his senior year when North opened, right?
Yes, he picked up a fumble and ran it in.
70-something yards for the clinching touchdown. Ocean won a 21-7, and classic history was born that night. And here we go with more classic history.
Monmouth County kicking off here to Ocean County, who is looking to put together back-to-back scores. This kick all the way into the end zone for number three. That's Bill Belford, who will have a sounded return out over the 20. Get to about the 23-yard line, where Ocean County will start with it first down and 10. So we're up and running here in the second half with Monmouth County leading this one by a score of 12-7.
Gio Zeffirino in on the stop.
There's the rule we like, right? Every Monmouth kickoff has been in the end zone, right? And you're allowed to run it out in the All-Star game, but not in the regular season. Change that rule.
Let's see if Ocean County can continue the momentum they built up late in the first half.
First down and 10.
Higgins starts the second half for Ocean.
Three backs, two in the backfield. Wing off to the left side. Inside carry will go here. I believe that was Danny Ty, who left the game in the first half with an injury.
Samaritano.
I will get a report on for you with Ty.
Kyle Samaritano, the running back from Point Beach. Richie Curran on the tackle. Called his name a bunch of times tonight.
You know, we get a chance, Matt. We haven't had chances. We'll run down some of the players who could have played in this game, but in most cases have already left for college.
Split back set. Samaritano as the halfback. Wing off to the left. This time it will be Danny Ty to carry it. And Ty will spin his way forward. He will have a first down. Out over the 35 to the 38-yard line. Tackle made by Brett Roach.
Well, they obviously gave Danny Ty the okay to play this half. They left it up to him, and he said, I want to go. And he just went for about 15 yards.
Well, again, I think this is a young man who didn't want his high school career to end on an injury, whether it be last November or in July.
Times right. Two, yeah.
Of course, the doctors okayed it.
Samaritano Ty again. In the backfield, Kyle Spatz will go as a wingman to the left. Ocean County moving the football again. 2 minutes into our third quarter. Higgins up under center. This time it will be Samaritano again. And nothing doing this time. Stacked up by Brett Roach, number one among those on the scene. A lot of white jerseys involved in tackle. Calderon was also there.
But David Calderon has been a very impressive player in that Monmouth defense tonight.
Calderon in on the tackle. Loss of 2 yards on the play.
They'll call it a loss of two, second down and 12. Might be a passing situation here.
Kyle McGarry will split this time as the single receiver. Shorts out of the field. Offensive left. Up under center is Higgins. He will keep it on the ground. Another quick hitter. Again, it's Ty who will bounce it out over the 45 to the 46-yard line. Pick up 10 and leave Ocean County with a third and two. Chris Miller on the tackle.
Clearly been their best offensive play is that quick hitter up the middle. Tyler Walsh of Lacey anchoring that offensive line. They've been able to sustain their blocks in the middle and give those little running backs just enough of a seam to spurt through.
Well, that's good coaching, too. You know, figure out what's going to work. And Ocean County, after a couple of tough series to start the game, scored on their third series going into halftime. And now series number four has something working. Third down and two coming up. Split back set again for Higgins. Two receivers this time come to the near side of the field. Tight end to the offensive right. It will be Ty trying to bounce it outside. Slipped and fell as he crossed the line of scrimmage. Got only a half yard. This is fourth and a long one. Maybe a bit of a decision for John Wagner.
I agree. There is a bit of a decision. Matt, I think he would have had the first down if he didn't slip.
I agree.
He had the corner turned enough where I think his forward momentum clearly would have gotten them the first down. I think Ocean County is going to go for it here. And listen, this is an all-star game. Why not?
Well, remember now, you cannot cover the center here. You've got to stay in your forefront.
And look who they're bringing in.
They're going to bring Saplinski in to run the sneak again. I mean, it's obvious. They better hurry up, though. So Calderon there, the big, the two D tackles cannot cover. You could move your linebacker up a little bit, but he's got a yard right there.
Fourth down and one. Saplinski is under center. I think everybody knows what's coming. And it's a busted play. Saplinski will turn it upfield, and I think he's going to have enough for the first down.
He is.
Just barely.
Yeah, he wanted to hand that one off, Matt. You are correct. That was busted.
Well, it will still result in a first down. Ocean County will keep possession as we get approach the 10-minute mark here in the third quarter. Ball getting inching closer to in midfield. It'll sit at the Ocean 49-yard line. First down and 10.
Ball thrown 49.
Coming up on 5 minutes in here to our third quarter. Again, the split back set. Samaritano and Ty. This time it'll be Samaritano coming to the near side. Hung up at the line of scrimmage and then dropped. Nice defensive pressure again for Monmouth County. They've got some speed on the edge. It's been hard for Ocean County to get around the corners a bunch of times. Shaquille Giddens that time closing things off. Certainly, as you said, Kevin, most of the success from Ocean County has been right up the middle.
As that play gets strung out, the Monmouth pursuit is just too much. They cannot turn the corner. And, of course, when you run outside, the linemen have to hold their block just a little bit longer. This would be that situation, maybe the quick hitter here. They have not thrown it yet on this series.
No, but what they've done is change field position, even if they don't get it in the end zone on this possession.
Second and 10. Again, a split back set. Samaritano will motion out of the wing back spot. Here's the inside carry for Spatz. And he's closed down after a yard pickup. Good interior pressure again applied. That time Dan Inkle was there and Richie Curran.
I don't know if they'll go with Saplinski here. It looks like Higgins will take this snap.
Well, this is now clearly a passing situation. Third down at about 9.
And that's why I thought they might go with Saplinski, but Higgins will take the snap.
Split back set. Single man up top. Tight end back to the left side is Anthony Spezial from Southern. Might be a target here for Higgins. Four-man front, Spatz will motion. Higgins, little roll out to the right, now under pressure, tuck it, run, break midfield, and get down inside the Monmouth County 45 to the 44-yard line.
Make it a little more interesting, right, Matt?
Fourth down and two.
And I think you go for this one, too.
Well, I don't see the punter coming out on the field, suit all not in the formation. So I think they're going to go for it.
Saplinski will take this snap. He's made a couple of fourth downs on that last possession of the first half and then this one.
8:05 left in the third quarter. Ocean County trailing 12-7 with a big fourth down here.
Bill Belfer, the single wide receiver, splits out far sideline to the right. That's the short side of the field. Split back set. Saplinski with a long cadence this time. Option play off to the left. Saplinski in trouble, and he will not have nearly enough for the first down. He lost a half a yard. Great job by Dan Inkle coming up to make the tackle.
I listen, I haven't second-guessed anything all night. Can I start now?
Yeah, that's a good play
no
to start with. You've
had no success running the ball outside all night. Your best plays have been up the middle. The last time you ran a quarterback sneak, you got about 7 yards before Saplinski was even touched. Why not there? Okay, I'm done.
I would agree.
I'm done.
We know it's an all-star game, but give your...
I like the guts in going for it. I just didn't like the play call.
Split wide receiver set now for Monmouth County, who will take over with 7:20 to go. And this is Joseel Jackson on the counter play up the middle.
Well, I just got the word about that last offensive play for Ocean County. It was supposed to be a follow play, which means he was supposed to hand it off and then follow. He'd never got the handoff. So, broken play. Before you second-guess, Mr. Williams.
2 yards, 2nd down, 7 at the 47.
Listen, when you're a Hall of Famer, you can second-guess all you want,
that's
fellas.
True.
See, you never asked my
multiple
opinion.
Hall
you
of
never
Famer.
Asked my opinion. With the score 12-7, I might have punted that. Sorry.
2nd down and 7. Monmouth County wants to throw. Throwing down the field is Campbell. He's got a man. Drop football.
Campbell's pass is incomplete.
Intended target was Vangelis, who's had great hands tonight. Couldn't hang on to that one.
Vangelis, the intended receiver.
That was Colts neck to Colts neck, and it will result in a 3rd down and long coming here for Monmouth County.
Boy, that was a rope he threw that time,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's got quite an arm, and you will not see Vangelis drop too many passes.
As we said earlier, Campbell is going to East Coast Prep in Massachusetts. And... I would think we'll find him playing college football shortly after that.
You know, one of the greatest games I saw all year was the Middletown South at Colts Neck game, a game which the Eagles won, led by Eli Smith. But Campbell and Vangelis put on quite a show also.
Campbell wants a throw here. Going to dump it down over the middle. And this will go as a long completion and a pickup. Connor Canacchio will haul it in out of the backfield and get down to the 40-yard line. That's enough for a first down.
By the way, that's another Colts neck. The Colts neck connection. Cuccinello from Brick finally made the tackle. Looked like they just kept the tight end in and then just dragged him out down the middle. He was wide open.
First down and 10 now for Monmouth County on the move again. Coming up on 5.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Split wide receiver package in a straight eye formation. Fake counterplay. Campbell rolling left. Goes back across his body. That catch hauled in and made. Same man. Canacchio on the reception. And another first down. Chris Oliphant on the coverage.
Boy, great play action that time by Campbell. Froze Watson, who actually got sucked in. And then Campbell just drifted out to his left and then threw a strike down the middle for another first down. And after Ocean County had seemed to gain a little momentum, Monmouth now looking to take it back and up that lead to possibly 2 scores.
Stretch play off to the right side. Nothing doing as breaking hard into the backfield was number 65, Garrett Kroger, able to track down and make the tackle on Jameer Hinton.
First time we've mentioned Kroger playing on his home turf. From the Mariners of North.
And both Garrett and Tyler Brochu, a pair of linemen from Toms of North, on their way to Salisbury in Maryland to continue their college football careers.
After a loss of about 5, sets up a 2nd and 15. Campbell this time will come up under center. Counterplay back to the left side for Jackson, who's got good speed, gets back across the original line of scrimmage, plus a couple. That'll go as a 7, 7.5-yard pickup. Garrett Kroger on the tackle.
Garrett Kroger on the tackle.
Let's call it 3rd and 7 coming up now with 4 minutes remaining in the third.
Kroger just got him by the ankles. Otherwise, Jackson might have picked up the first down. Big series here now. Big stand Kenosha County. If they could even force a field goal, they would keep it as a one-score game, a touchdown and a two.
Monmouth County taking their time coming out of the huddle. Offset eye formation shaded to the right. Vangelis in short motion from right to left. Campbell wants to throw. Here comes pressure. Eludes the rush. Going to tuck it and run. He's got some green off to the left side and will dive over the 10-yard line. Pushed out at about the 7. It'll be first and goal for Monmouth County.
Oh, my Richie Kuhn. He had him, had a clear shot at him for what would have been a big loss. Campbell avoided it and got a first down and deep into Ocean territory, first and goal.
What did they say? That's why he's a lineman and Campbell's a skill quarterback. Great pressure by Kuhn, but just unable to catch Campbell.
Four wide receiver set, three off to the right, one back to the left. Campbell from the shotgun, hands it off on the inside, and that play doomed from the start. Believe it was Eli Smith on the carry. No gain, loss of two.
Ryan Prout and Tommy Farrell combined to make the stop.
Back to about the 10-yard line where it will be second and goal. We're inside of 3 minutes here in this third quarter. Monmouth County nursing a 12-7 advantage.
Well, they're complaining a little bit here now, I think. They're bringing over the rule interpreters. Greg LaCava is. Not sure exactly why, but I will run over to that other side and try to find out, guys.
Well, I'll say I've had about enough of this.
I know, but I mean, I don't really understand it. They've just driven it almost 50 yards, on, you know.
Just totally takes away the flow of the football game. There's got to be a way to eliminate this in games coming forward.
Yeah, it's got to be something, obviously, on the defensive side. And, you know, they're playing a five. Of course, Wagner is in the middle pleading his case. And it's a heated argument.
Well, you know, it's interesting. As much as this is an all-star game,
they want to win, of course.
They, you know, the competitive fire, obviously, is evident on both sides of the, you know, both sides.
And there's the two head coaches, and now John Wagner's going to walk away from it. We mentioned Chuck Donahue and Mark Costantino.
Kind of like the rules interpreters.
Discussion still going on, and now they will break off.
Okay, the argument is Greg by Greg LaCava is that they were blitzing their linebackers. You can do that inside of the 5-yard line. They are not inside the 5 yet, correct, Matt?
They're correct. That last play, I think they started at the 7.
Yeah,
that's what the argument was. So they blitzed, which you're allowed to do inside the 5. It's basically a goal line defense, and Greg LaCava not happy because they were only on the 7.
Mark Costantino is now going to come over with the referee, talk to John Wagner, and probably relay what the information Ed just gave us. But I will tell you, having been to all but two, I believe, two of these games, the last couple of years, there's been more problems with this than ever before. And I think the coaches have to come to some kind of agreement, because it does take away. The fans don't enjoy it one bit. Most of them are not even sure what the problem is.
Well, and now we've had a five-minute delay in the game.
I would say 99% of them are not sure what the problem is.
And the last thing this game needs is any more delays.
And coming back on now for another play is Monmouth County. It's first down on the marker, but that is not the case. Here's Campbell wanting to throw, goes into the end zone. That catch is made, and it's a touchdown. So just like that, I believe it's Tim Vangelis who hauled it in.
Yes, it was, Matt. That's his second on the night.
This one coming from his high school quarterback in Campbell. So a second touchdown for Vangelis, and Monmouth County back on the scoreboard.
So three touchdown passes for Monmouth County tonight, two by Patterson, one by Campbell, and they're a Connor Ryan extra point away from making it 19-7.
Working out of the hold of Connor Grogan. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. And this one for Ryan is right through. 2:22 to go in the third quarter. 18, now 19 to 7 up on the scoreboard. Monmouth County, the advantage. We're back in 30 seconds with more of the All Shore Gridiron Classic on 105.7 The Hawk.
And tonight's epic battle is brought to you in part by the law firm of Carluccio, Leone, Diamond, Doyle, and Sachs. Let them navigate the legal waters of the Jersey Shore. We could use a law firm tonight. Try and solve the litigation here.
I agree. So after that third touchdown pass of the night for Monmouth County, all of their points coming via the air, they lead it 19-7. 2:22 to go in this third quarter. Ryan gives this one a boot, splits the two deep men, and goes out of the back of the end zone.
I'll tell you, I wonder if there's ever been a game in which we've had four touchdowns tonight, all on touchdown passes.
It's a good trivia.
Which in itself is kind of unusual. There have been more nights when I guarantee you that the scoring was predominantly done on the ground.
Ocean County coming back on right now.
Szyplinski will be the quarterback on this series.
Yep, he'll take things over from the 20-yard line, 2:19, 2:18. The clock actually running right now.
Yeah, that's another of quirks in the rules, that they run the clock.
That's the college rule.
They're yelling about the slot again.
First down and 10. You could probably hear it a little bit. Here's the give to Grant Klimek, the running back from Monsignor Donovan.
This poor linesman over here, who I do not know, getting screamed at. And he's talking about the opposite side of the line of scrimmage. Referee looking over at Constantino and Donahue in the end zone over there.
Last tackle made by Dylan Stambaugh of Red Bank Regional.
Second down and a long nine. Szyplinski looking things over. Four wide receiver set, two to either side, wanting to throw. Dancing out of the pocket, going left, lets it fly, wants Cochran just out of the reach. Had a step on Corey Morris, the defensive back from Long Branch. The ball just overthrown by a hair, and it'll bring up third down and long.
I tell you what, Szyplinski rolling left through that one about 45 yards downfield, and it was a matter of inches, just too long.
Third down 10 for Ocean County at its
all 20. Now a third down and 10, and a surefire passing situation here.
I guess the clock doesn't stop on incomplete passes either. I just noticed that. Kind of confused.
They only rented the field till 10. Third and nine. Four wide receivers set again. Szyplinski, here comes pressure off the edge. Slipped off of one, couldn't slip off of the other. Both defensive end that time giving pressure, and it will be a small gain on the play, but not close to a first down. Fourth and five coming up, and Ocean County will come on to punt. I don't know that they'll get it off before the quarter comes to a close.
Manny Marigato, who's headed to Monmouth University, one of those that on forcing pressure there. I think they're let the clock roll out.
I don't think the referees have stopped the clock much in the third quarter because they don't want to deal with any more rules conversations. Get themselves out of here. That'll take us to the end of quarter number three. Monmouth County 19, Ocean County 7. We're back right after this quick 30-second timeout on 105.7 The Hawk.
Back to the U.S. Army Offshore Gridiron Classic on the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair. Charles Drive and Tom's River. Same old guy, just a new name.
Sam Mills Award being given out right now. Mills, of course, one of the all-time great players in Shore Conference football history at Long Branch. Went to Montclair State, had a fantastic NFL career with the New Orleans Saints, with the Carolina Panthers, and generally known, Kevin, and you can speak to this, as just one of the real good guys to come out of the Shore.
No question about it. And Matt, to commemorate his memory, as Sam passed away a while ago, they presented an award, one to a player from each team, sort of perseverance, sportsmanship, and all of that. And Dan Duddy, the coach at Monsignor Donovan, is now going to make those presentations on the field, one each again to Monmouth County, one to Ocean County. Actually, the head coaches have been given the plaques. From Monmouth County, it's a G. Patterson from Neptune who receives the special Sam Mills Award.
From the Ocean County,
and the Ocean County recipient,
Tom Farrell, Neptune Retirement High School.
And Tommy gets to present, Danny gets to announce one of his own players, Tommy Farrell from Monsignor Donovan. So those are the recipients of the Sam Mills Award. Quite a nice moment, both young men.
Hey, guys. I got the pleasure of talking right now to Al Sainer, a legend in his own time. First of all, Al, congratulations on the recent wedding.
Thank you very much. I met a real wonderful lady, and I'm happily married now.
And I had the pleasure of attending that wedding. It was an outstanding wedding up north in, Sterling, right? Sterling, New Jersey?
It was Somerset.
Somerset, and I was off to Bermuda for a week and living the life of a newlywed, guys. What do you think?
Start fourth quarter.
Congratulations, Al.
Thank you. Thank you.
Always a pleasure to see you on the sidelines in a coaching capacity. And you will again be at Neptune this year.
Yes, absolutely.
Tell him he's on the wrong sideline tonight, then.
You're on the wrong.
Al, the great football coach at Point Burrell Field, there named after him.
High snap fielded by John Sudol off the punt, which will begin our fourth quarter of action.
It hit a Monmouth County guy.
Yeah, it sure did. And you know what? You've got to mention the name Ryan Prout, number one.
The official went the wrong way. He gave it to Monmouth County.
And he's still giving it to Monmouth County.
He pushed him into the ball, he's saying.
Wow.
He pushed him into the ball.
Ryan Prout, who was the wide man covering for Ocean County, got tangled up with one of the blockers for Monmouth County and basically threw him down onto the football.
I would ask the question, Ed, and I don't know the answer. If he pushed him into it, shouldn't it have been a penalty?
I don't know.
All right. Not important.
I mean, he didn't
push him in. Dynamite drop in, Ed.
He didn't push him in from behind. He pushed him in from the front, but I didn't think that was.
I didn't think that's a penalty either.
Yeah.
And if it's not, then it should be Ocean County football.
Yeah.
Now, another complaint from the coaches. You can hear it. And
unbalanced line. They're calling for an unbalanced line.
Blake that was a carry for Gio.
All the coaches on the field.
Seferino.
Gio Seferino on the carry.
Good gain for Zeferino of about 11 yards. Coaches need to stop it at this point.
Well, there comes Coach Donahue and Coach Constantino again. As well as Jerry O'Donnell. These guys are the hardest working guys tonight.
This is really starting to take away from the game a little bit.
And I'll tell you what, I have total sympathy for the officials.
Well,
Number one, they're working with different rules.
Of course.
Right. Number two, they're trying to let the kids determine the outcome of the game. They don't want to throw flags.
Very few penalties.
Right.
Correct.
Nor should they, Ed.
I agree.
It's not that kind of a game, you know.
Well, if it's against the rules to go end over, they took their tight end and moved them to the other side of the line. That's not allowed, evidently, because they all were on the field. So I don't know what's going on. But end of the story, it's a first down.
Well, I will say this. Ed, you and I normally are part of a post-game meeting later in the summer. Review things from last year, and I will...
Well, they're going
to
call it, by the way.
I will make a real point of the fact that the game itself is getting tarnished by this.
Yeah, we always throw our 2 cents in, and...
we'll throw in 4 cents that
sometimes
night.
Sometimes they listen.
Are they going to read you to the down, it looks like? Because it still says first down.
I think it was a penalty. Well, no, it looks like it's first and 10, right?
You're going to just redo the down. It's an interesting wrinkle. Again, first down and 10. Here's the give to Jackson again. Tailback who's gotten a lot of work tonight from Long Branch. Stacked up, however, about a yard back of the line of scrimmage. Set up a second and 11.
Ryan Prout among those in on the play.
Second down 11 for Monmouth County at their own 31.
13 minutes left on what has been a long night of football and other stuff.
Patterson rolling off to the right side. And G. Patterson will take it just shy of the 40-yard line. He'll gain about 8.5 yards on the play. 12:40 and rolling here. And Monmouth County up 19-7.
I'm going to say Pat Gallagher from Tom Zavriest among those in on that last tackle. Third down and three. Kind of a big play here for the Ocean defense. They need to get the ball back. Down two scores.
Patterson brings the play back in from the sideline. In the ball game too. Straight eye formation. Patterson. Handoff up the middle.
Did not get the first.
No, definitely not the first down.
Inside handoff for Monmouth County.
Looked like
Jameer Hinton on the carry.
It'll be about a yard shy of a first down.
Among those in on the stop, Nick Anderson from Barnegat. Fourth down. The safe play would be to punt it here. Let's see. Looks like they're going to send the kicking unit in. Yeah, that's the right play here.
41-yard line, fourth down, 1.
Connor Ryan, who's handling both the place kicking and the punting chores tonight, coming on. Looks like Grant Klimek back deep for Monmouth County. And looks like Monmouth County will use a timeout to talk things over. We'll take a timeout as well. 11:05 to go. Fourth quarter, 19-7 in favor of the Monmouth County All-Star team over Ocean County. We're back right after this on 105.7 The Hawk. So after a quick conversation on the sideline and sending the punt team on, the punt team has come off, and Monmouth County will go for it on fourth down and one. Patterson under center. He will keep it. Quarterback sneak off the left side, and he will have a first down. Gets out to the 44-yard line, gain 3. Monmouth County keeps the football. Chains move. Clock will continue to run.
Tommy Farrell trying to pull Patterson back before he crossed the line for the first down, but no question about it. I guess when you've got someone like Patterson going for it, really is the safe play.
Inside of 11 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter, I formation, split wide receiver set, ball pretty much from the middle part of the field here for Monmouth County, wearing the white jerseys tonight. Patterson, three-step drop, lets it fly. Beautiful ball down the far sideline. And Vangelis, the intended target, poked away at the last second. Good coverage down the field by Ocean County.
Yeah, trying to get your number, Matt.
I believe Kevin Ortiz.
Yes, it was. Exactly, that's who it was.
Vangelis has caught two touchdown passes. Robbie can't tell you the other.
If you guys can spare, I think you said you're up to 4 cents already for the post-game powwow that you're involved with.
Six
if you
cents?
Can get to 6 cents, how about numbers that are easier to spot for next year?
New guy this year on the jerseys.
The jerseys themselves look like they're great.
Well,
maybe
yellow on white,
dark,
really
yeah,
tough.
Dark numbers on the white shirts for sure.
Second down and 10. Patterson from the shotgun. Inside handoff going here for Eli Smith. Smith going to break one off the far side. And he will pick up 10, 11, 12, make it 13 yards into the Monmouth County sideline. Pat Gallagher with the tackle. It'll be a first down for Monmouth County. As we come up upon 10 minutes remaining in this fourth quarter.
Well, that is the difference. Smith was able to turn that corner with a burst of speed, and it looked like they had him, and Ocean County has really not been able to do that. Their success tonight has come up the middle.
Yeah, much better speed on the white jerseys,
yep.
That's for sure, the Monmouth County team.
As is usually the case in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Now a three wide receiver set, two this time to the left, one back to the right. Patterson again to Eli Smith. He has good speed. He will spin his way forward down inside the 30, get to the 27-yard line. That is a gain of 15.
Van Benskoten makes the tackle. Linebacker from Point Barrow.
By the way, Kev, we should compliment the Toms River District. Joe Arminio, Dennis Cassidy, and Paul Barnowski doing an outstanding job to get this field ready in 100-degree heat all week. They had a lot of work to get it ready. And they did a great job.
Among the best facilities in the shore, without question, here at Toms River North.
Patterson from the shotgun, inside handoff, stacked up and dropped, and then a push and a shove after the whistle had blown.
I would say the heat and the humidity is probably starting to get to just about everyone. It's bothered the coaches all night. Might as well get to the players at some point.
I would agree.
Also, it's bothered the field announcer. I've about had it. Do these guys know I have a plane to catch at 6 in the morning?
Plenty of time.
Okay.
Not going to get much sympathy, Ed.
Yeah, I got an alarm clock that's set for 2:40 tomorrow already. Think I'm worried about your plane?
Come on, I'm older. I'm retired. Grandkids, Florida, Disney, come on. First time. Give me some feedback. Matt, you've been there.
I have. I'm a big fan. I would never even think to go in July, ever. Little play action fake for Patterson, wanting to go to the end zone. Had a man open, and then coverage at the last second. Good defensive play by Chris Oliphant, the safety from Point Barrel on his way to Albright College.
Pass was intended for Connor Groban.
What a difference, by the way, guys, with the scoreboard, huh? I know we had a game or two last year with the new scoreboard, but big bright red numbers on the blue scoreboard.
Looks nice.
Yeah, it does look real nice. And I agree with Kevin. One of the top facilities, attendance, you know, bleacher-wise, the whole bit. Do a nice job here at Toms River North.
Third down, and let's call it five, with 7:35 to go in the contest. Counterplay to the left side, and able to stop it, Pat Gallagher, who was able to grab the ankles of Joseel Jackson and pull him down. And it looks like Connor Ryan will come on for a long field goal attempt.
I wanted to mention the defensive coordinators. I don't think we did that tonight. Tommy Letson from Colts Neck is the defensive coordinator for Monmouth. And on the other side from Point Beach, Jeff Bauer is the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, maybe when Matt gets a chance to run down the coaching staffs for both teams. These guys all gave up their time this week.
This will be a 42-yard field goal attempt. Ryan, who's got a great leg, able to skim this one
left
off to the left. Certainly had the leg for it.
Guys, I'm going to ask you a question real quick. What do these players have in common? John Abici from Manalapan, Tyrese Beverett of Lakewood, Travis Clark from Rumson, Red Bank's Isaac Coach, Jeff Fairbanks from Neptune, Jeff Farah from Monmouth, Anthony Ferksker of Manalapan, Chris Gula, Toms River North, Brad Henson, Monsignor Donovan, Ishmael Hyman, St. John Vianney, Manalapan's Mike Isabella, Keith Kirkwood, Neptune, Josh Klecko, Red Bank Catholic, Danny Robinson, Rumson, Garrett Sickles, Red Bank, and Chris Withlock, Red Bank Catholic, among the top players in the Shore not playing tonight, most of whom have already left for college.
Yeah, already left for college, maybe enjoying what little downtime they have before going to college. First down and 10 for Ocean County. This is Higgins running out of traffic and will throw it away. Pressure applied that time by number 58, Shaquille Giddens.
Pretty solid list.
Yeah, Kevin.
Pretty much anyone as a Division I player really cannot play in this game any longer because most of them report to school in June and start taking summer classes in preparation for the fall semester. They'll take 3 or 6 credits. It lessens their load in the fall. Of course, the teams aren't practicing yet. That doesn't start till August, but they're in the weight room and still doing stuff like that. So I don't know that you'll ever see a Division I player really in this game again.
Yeah, be hard. Be hard. Second and 10. We're inside of 6 minutes remaining. 4 wide receiver set for Higgins. Sets up bubble screen off to the left side. That catch is made by Bill Belford from Lacey, only a gain of about 1.
Brad, make sure he realizes the trophies are marked Ocean of Monmouth, okay? We select a player of the game for each team. The open MRI of Wall Ocean Trophies player of the game, courtesy of Scott Ritchie of Ocean Trophies on Route 9 of Anoka Harbor. And our presenting sponsor tonight, Open MRI and Diagnostic Imaging of Wall.
Third down and 9. Pass to the outside. Hauled in and caught by Belford, who will have a first down. And Ocean County able to move the chains.
The game itself picks a offensive and defensive player from each team who they honor afterwards, which we're usually involved in that process.
Yeah, I do have those names if you'd like them, but we'll wait a few minutes, I guess. We put our minds together along with you guys upstairs.
First down and 10 for Ocean County. They will stay with a 4 wide receiver set. Higgins gets it, flips it to the outside, and wanted Danny Tye. That one incomplete as it hits the turf. It'll set up second and 10.
Ed, Brad is working his way down to the field, and what we'd like you to do maybe is go over to the Monmouth side first and get a quick word with our player of the game, since Mama is on the defensive side, and then hopefully we'll switch roles.
Yeah, Dan Duddy will present the coaches' awards to the offense and defensive players from each team. He does have those names, and we will walk over.
Second and 10. Higgins gets the snap, wants to throw, goes down the middle, has got a man, the ball dropped. Kyle McGarry was there and open, would have been a first down and might have been able to break away from the pack a little bit, but couldn't hang on to it, and it will set up now a third down and 10.
Third down and 10 for Ocean County, and it's on 35.
Not one offense, one defense.
No.
Third down and 10 here. Maybe last chance for Ocean County. Higgins again going over the middle. This one is intercepted. They tried the same play. McGarry wasn't on target, overthrew, hauled in by Miles Martin, the safety from Neptune, and that should just about do it.
Well, let's see who comes in at quarterback for the Monmouth County team. It will be Campbell. I think we can make our announcement, Ed. The open MRI of Wall Ocean Trophy's Monmouth County player of the game is a G. Patterson from Neptune.
And Ed, if you want to grab him, we could. I know we spoke to him earlier. We could do a quick interview with him, too.
Is that our player?
That's our player.
Oh, well, we may think about going another route because he's getting the.
Well, that's okay.
Okay, so we'll go with the same. Okay. I thought we were going to try to go with a different kid. No big deal.
We can see if we can grab a quick word with him while this last couple of minutes unfolds. First down and 10. Campbell wanting to throw, going over the middle. Vangelis is there and will make the catch. Down inside the 25-yard line to the 24.
Tim Vangelis, first down, Monmouth County All-Stars. Ball at the Ocean County 22-yard line.
Sets up a first down and 10 here for Monmouth County. Looks like Monmouth County has this one all but wrapped up. We'll give them an overall lead in the series of 20-15-1.
That will be by far the widest margin any team has ever had in this game.
They also can say that they have won now four of the last 5 years.
Matt, I am with the G. Patterson, our most valuable player from Monmouth County. Big night, couple touchdown passes. Congratulations. Taking home a lot of hardware tonight.
Yes, it's a great accomplishment, to be honest.
The
I want to thank everybody who's selected me to be in this game, and I just wanted to put on for my team.
And congratulations on the Sam Mills Award. That's a great honor.
Yes,
he was a great player.
Yes, it's a good honor to be chosen for that. Not really too much to say.
Well, congratulations and good luck next year.
That's a G. Patterson, our Ocean Trophies player of the game. And you can weave your way back over to the Ocean County sideline.
Ed, why don't you tell us who the coaches' awards are going to at the end of the game, because we'll probably be done by then.
Unless I change it, it's going to a G. Patterson, Dave Calderon for Monmouth County.
Good ones.
And also Ryan Saplinski from Brick Memorial offensively and Dan Watson from Brick defensively.
Well, we need to come up. Let's see. There's going to be a timeout here. Let's take a quick timeout, Matt.
All right. We'll do that. We'll make it a 30-second break. We're back right after this with Monmouth County leading 19-7 on 105.7 The Hawk.